It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He's sitting there beating them off and then...
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Now, why would he do the cops a favor like that?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, he's...
He's fighting
He's them. Punching them to...
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
To try to get them off of him.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the e-break once again. We'll give you three candidates, and then you can vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is something that rarely happens, especially on our show, and that is TV distraction. But as we're having a discussion about the investigation, I guess, into the apartment where the only case of Ebola in the United States had I guess, festered.
What's happening?
And was trying to be cleaned up. We're talking about the cleanup crew of the apartment in Dallas. And we got slightly distracted by the TV, starting with Junior and one Tammy Dombeck.
They were wearing full face shields, full respirators, hoods, booties, gloves, and Smith said, quote, "We're triple gloving."
Hazmat uniforms.
Which I used to do that on a Friday night. He says anything that's in there, it'll be completely stripped out from the carpet to the curtains to all belongings. And no word on what will happen to the apartment once it's been decontaminated.
Look at the size of those.
What? Of those? I don't see anything on TV. There's just Tammy Dombeck doing traffic. What are you looking at?
What is the those? She makes Dolly Parton look flat.
All right, look at Judge Clay Jenkins over here.
Clay Jenkins. It is distracting. I can't blame you for being distracted.
What do you mean?
What do you call them?
Ryan's called them weapons of mass distraction.
That was me.
That was Junior's line.
That came up with that line. Yeah, she's doing traffic, and she's standing in East Dallas, but she's obscuring all the mid-cities.
Didn't Jerry use that line?
What?
I don't know if he did or not. Did he? We were talking about
it. Did we not do
it.
That?
No.
She said she's standing there in Dallas, and...
He was going to use it next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we were trying to find another word
package.
For the word that you used,
package.
Which we can't use on radio. All right, and then there's Norm. This was pretty interesting. The other day, they were waiting to hear confirmation on Cowboys offensive lineman Zach Martin. He'd be a pretty big-name guest, part of the Cowboys offensive line that's played really well. So his producer, Mike Saroy, tells him, hey, down the line, we've got him. And... as a hint to, hey, let's go ahead and break so we can get Zach Martin on. Well, Norm wanted to give a few Pro Bowl notes before that, before they broke.
The roof's going to get blown off salaries in the next couple of years as the new deal's announced, kicks in, and new salaries get negotiated. Oh, my.
My.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, you want some breaking news real quick, Norm?
Breaking news.
And it might handle how you handle this next story.
Yes.
We have breaking Cowboy guest news that joining us in our very next segment in about 6 minutes at the bottom of the hour will be first-round steamroller Zach Martin.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Zach Martin will join us by phone in the next segment here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
That's it.
That's great news. That's the one we were waiting on here this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks to the White Joe Trahan.
All right, you want to break right now, and then we can be on time for the big interview with Zach Martin?
Well, I'm going to just drop a couple last quick notes in.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. San Francisco and St. Louis up 2-1 go for Clinton.
So you got this big news. What a great way to say, hey, all right, Zach Martin next.
Next.
That went on for about another 3 or 4 minutes of baseball Pro Bowl notes with Norm. By the way, I enjoyed the bumper cars at the beginning of that. When they were finishing up that one note, if we could just replay the beginning of that again, Jer.
Boy, the roof's going to get blown off salaries in the next couple of years as the new deal's announced, kicks in, and new salaries get negotiated. Oh, my.
My.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, you want some breaking news real quick?
Is that general interest or disinterest from Mike Saroy there?
Well, I think Mike was trying to figure out, is this the right time to jump in and say, hey, we've got the guest coming up here? He's trying to gauge whether Norm was done or not.
You know, with Norm, it's always the right time to jump in.
Good point.
All right, candidate number three. This one is a little difficult to listen to because it's mommy and daddy fighting. And this is Corby versus Danny versus Rhines, an all-out brawl on the hard line on the subject of who's plugged in and who's not to the news of the day.
I never...
You don't read books. You don't follow news stations.
No.
You don't watch CNBC.
What do you do?
Okay, let's just backtrack. First off, bookie, you're not some voracious reader.
No, I'm not, but I'll knock out a few books a year.
You're not flying by Fox News and CNN either.
I watch CNBC.
The hell you do,
We're all going to die.
What do you watch?
CNBC?
Yeah.
I watched, like, probably 24-7 on the whole Ferguson thing when that was going down.
Okay, that's not... I'll watch it, too, when there's a huge news story.
But I'll fly by there just to see what's going on. But
is CNBC the one that has the money, honey?
I believe you're right.
I don't know.
I'm not even talking to you.
Shut up either. You're the guy that doesn't even know... You didn't even know that Ebola was here until the guy died today.
Which one are you talking to?
You
or him?
You're news clueless. I got to update you on news stories all the time.
No, you don't.
Both you guys.
No, you don't.
Don't ask me what I do.
You don't like watching political commentary?
No, and neither do you.
Yes, I do.
You're lying.
My
These
God,
are lies.
You're such a retard. You don't watch that dude on HBO on
you
Sunday
shut
nights?
Up. Who's John Oliver?
Yeah. No,
you don't even know his name.
I won't shut up.
You will.
No,
you
I won't.
You don't like Bill
you need
Maher?
To watch
you
CNBC.
Guys are the least worldly people in America.
Like hell we are.
You're the biggest pablum puking liberal in the world, and I bet you never watch Bill Maher.
Yeah, I watch Bill Maher.
Okay, that's political commentary.
It's on
you
HBO.
You watch The Daily Show? You don't
I
watch?
Do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay,
but
all right. So if it's on HBO, that's okay. That's political commentary
CNN,
that's okay for him.
CNN,
but
Fox News,
if it's
and
on CNBC, the same thing, it's not okay for him.
Right. It's not as entertaining. Because they don't allow that over there on MSNBC or CNBC.
How do you know if they allow and don't allow?
It's
pretty entertaining over there.
They hired Keith Olbermann.
Garbage.
That douche-lick Keith Olbermann works at one of those places, and I know what he's all about. If Ebola gets really big here, which we're very close to that, then I'll start flying by and seeing what the national news is like. But
tired. That was a good fight.
Golly. Man, that is exhausting.
That's trimmed down quite a bit, too.
Yeah, that's edited, too. It went for about 5 or 6 minutes, and whatever that was. All right, so is it television distraction, is it norm, or is it the hardline fight at 888-787-1310? Let's all vote responsibly this morning. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal size more and more.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello? Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
The three guys searching for the ghost of their youth.
Is that hardline? Is what he's trying to say?
Oh, yeah,
here?
Maybe so. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Yeah, this is the Pony Dog Ambassador voting responsibly for the hardline. And I love you sadly, Gordo.
Oh, no, thank you.
Very nice.
Weird.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to go with Junior. Weapons of mass distraction are wonderful.
All right. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
Danny's grandma's dynamite pee.
Okay. Hardline vote there. Hello, you are on the ticket.
Morning, users. I'd like to vote on the FM signal for June, and I'd like to ask you guys on the AM signal how your resolution to stand up during broadcasting this year is going.
Yeah, we've kind of let that go for some reason.
Yeah, Gordo, you used your Veridesk the other day for one segment, and it was like the one segment in the last 6 months. Why did you choose to stand then?
Well, I've stood many more segments than that. That was the only one that I pulled the desk out for.
I wouldn't say many more.
Yeah, I would do it. I do it three segments a week is my target. I've hit that past month or so, I know, for sure.
Interesting.
Hello. By the way, we only answered that on AM. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for George Dunham's Mean Green C-Ring.
I know what that is.
Interesting.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. Jamie Benn to catch my game last night.
Low energy Jamie.
It's hockey season again. That's right.
That's it? Dang it. Oh, I wanted to hear the rest of his
shtick. I was going to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Let's go with Deep Douche and the Boys.
Deep Douche Danny.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Hello? You're on ticket AM and the FM side.
For the love of God.
Hello, you're on the... Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to not vote for the skank Wendy Davis. God bless you.
Oh, wow.
God.
Come on, man.
Harsh. Ridiculous.
Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Yes, hello. Corby has diarrhea. He wins.
Okay.
Does he?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that we have a winner. The hard line is won.
We got a winner.
Let's listen to like the first 40 seconds of that. How about that?
I never...
You don't read books. You don't follow news stations.
No.
You don't watch CNBC.
What do you do?
Okay, let's just backtrack. First off, bookie. You're not some voracious reader.
No, I'm not, but I'll knock out a few books a year.
You're not flying by Fox News and CNN either. I know
watch CNBC.
The hell you do, that's a lie. We're going to die. We're all going
to
die. What do you watch?
CNBC?
Yeah.
I watched, like, probably 24-7 on the whole Ferguson thing when that was going down.
Okay, that's not... I'll watch it, too, when there's a huge news story.
But I'll fly by there just to see what's going on.
Is CNBC the one that has the money, honey?
I believe you're right.
I don't know.
All right, we get into it there. That's a shared title by the Hardline. I don't know how you score that, Fernando.
Well, I'm just going to give it to Corby because that feels better.
Okay, how many is that for Corby?
Well, Corby has 39 wins. Brings back the hockey fight to the ticket. That's good. I like
that. Not bad, yeah. Third man in. All right.